So nice to be with you on this Monday evening, and we've got a number of guests with us. And my first guest this evening, Tipare, and of course there is a conference that he's going to talk to us about, the Hawaiki Rangi 2024 World Indigenous Content Conference. Now, I've had a pretty much a guess as to what that might be, but to tell us exactly what the conference is about, because it's a two-day conference, so obviously there's lots to be discussed, and an Indigenous conference, anyway, Indigenous content conference, anywhere with Indigenous in the headline always grabs my attention. So welcome this evening to Radio Wātea. Tipare, lovely to have you with us.
Oh, tēnā koe te rangatira. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Well, do tell us, please, about your conference started today.
Yes, I was an attendee at the conference as a digital content creator, and it's a two-day conference held by Whakata Māori, and it just is a think tank, a gathering of, you know, Māori content creators, but also Indigenous content creators from Australia and across the world to really look at and discuss how we're going to tackle the platform changes moving forward.
Yes, well, that's very in vogue now, because I guess that's the way of the future. Actually, can I just ask you, we say it's the way of the future, but it's been with us now for some years, the whole digital platform, but is it that we've just either become aware of it or the inroads that it's making and affecting virtually all sectors of our society and our businesses?
Yeah, it's been around for a while, but it has rapidly, I'd say, since COVID, taken over the way people are consuming media. And, you know, we've had some time to digest that things were moving towards digital platforms and moving off of the sort of traditional things like radio or, you know, our main television stations. But it's really in the last 12 to 18 months kicked in again with TikTok, you know, taking over down here on our shores. We've got Instagram, Facebook, and a new generation that are watching things on their phones, not so much television. So, yeah, it's still developing.
Yeah, well, it is probably still developing, and I think you're right about COVID, because we all, you know, we had lockdown, not only in New Zealand, but around the world, and we became quite isolated. So I guess, I guess we had to look at ways to keep ourselves informed, use the digital platforms that were available to us, and use them in different ways. But you've just mentioned something that I'd want to follow up with you, Tipare, when you talked about, you know, since COVID and the way people use media and receive media and the news, et cetera, it has all changed. So you wouldn't have been surprised then to hear the recent announcements with News Hub and also now last week with TVNZ and the changes that are occurring in their, particularly in their news areas, news reporting areas. You wouldn't be surprised at that then?
I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed because although we utilize these platforms like Facebook and TikTok and Instagram, a lot of the content is from overseas, and so that includes news content. So I do have concerns about where our local news is going to be sourced from and how we retain that unique Aotearoa New Zealand perspective. Because the platforms are one thing, but the content that's on the platforms is another thing. And a lot of, you know, like TikTok, they're geared towards opinion pieces, not necessarily pieces within journalistic integrity. Anyone can throw something up on those platforms. So I think that the government really needs to look at how they're going to continue to foster having our Aotearoa voice, particularly in news. That's something I personally think I've got my eye on, which is different to entertainment. That's a different kaupapa again.
Yes, well, I mean, and you're right, because if it's coming from overseas, we've heard, excuse me, we've heard about the misinformation, the disinformation that sometimes pervades overseas online, you know, online platforms. And you're right. We want our local news. We want local content, and we want it to be authentic, and we want it to come with some sort of credibility. That may not happen if we're going to see this really downsizing of local stories, local content, local media. And we could really just see the rise of the overseas content, which has no relevance to where New Zealand is and our own aspirations and vision for the future of Aotearoa.
Yeah, because it's not just about trending. Those platforms that I've been discussing are numbers games, you know, so people kind of measure it on how many views or did it go viral. But we're never going to, for our local news, we're never going to reach those targets because, someone who's in Europe's not necessarily going to be interested in what's happening in Takanini or the North Shore. So we have to think about providing that despite what ratings might look like, just so we have a voice that's uniquely ours and we're delivering what's necessary to our people here in Aotearoa. When it comes to entertainment-type content, that's a different conversation, which is something I found really interesting today, which was a lot of, like, Kairako does really well overseas. So some of those real high-quality shows that are being produced, there's an appetite for them in other countries because it traverses language barriers, because they're just really good stories. So there's a few different content is quite wide. It can be the music, it can be news, it can be entertainment, and that's what this conference is traversing over the 2 days is where are we, what are we going to utilize, and how do we move forward?
So when if you look at, obviously, the news media have always required advertising to be able to provide the range of news programs that and current affairs programs that they want to produce. So, and of course, people these days, they don't buy as they used to. Many of them buy online themselves. They don't need the big, well, I don't know. It must have affected the advertising dollars from these, from the people who would previously have advertised with NZME and television, et cetera. So that's had a marked impact and would have changed also how the advertisers view the, those old ways of providing the news and providing avenues for advertising. That's all changed too, hasn't it?
It's changed massively. A lot of my friends who are content creators actually make their money off YouTube. So if you go onto YouTube and you don't have a subscription, you might want to watch something and you'll see ads pop up.
Yes.
So those ads are paid, a portion of that is paid to the person who made the content that's on YouTube. So it's kind of like having your own little television station on your channel, if that makes sense. So what you're seeing really is a rise in the content creators' self-authority because they're utilizing these big platforms that are out there, and that's competing with, as you say, the television stations and how things traditionally were run with advertising. So it's a real, it's an interesting time. It's a very transitional time for sure.
Do you think that in New Zealand we have got the skills and the expertise, which I guess is right up your alley, to supply, I suppose you could say, the TikTok content, the Instagram content, the Facebook content, all of that, the digital content for those platforms? Have we got that expertise in the critical mass numbers that is required?
Oh, absolutely. One thing I will say is Aotearoa is just brimming with talent. And you see that Māori content is huge in the States, Kapahaka. It's just the rest of the world is thirsty for it. And the skill base is here, and it's just an incredibly rich talent base, Aotearoa. It's more of a challenge in how do we financially make it sustainable for everyone if funding is less or not going to come through. So I'm just one voice in this pot of creators, but I think it would pay for the government to really, really look at this and not be so throwaway about it, because it is, we have all the talent, we do have the capabilities, we have everything here. It's just more managing the steps forward.
Well, I would have thought that the government would be very seriously looking at what they can fund to ensure that that we keep relevant, that we keep up to date, that we're using and providing funding for the best skill development. I'd like to think that they would see that that is the way of the future, and that is what we need to be investing in, because it shouldn't be seen as a cost, but rather than an investment.
Absolutely. It's those measurements that you're discussing, and that was a piece of the corridor today as well, too, is what are we looking to get back? Because there has been great funding that's come to us, and you've just seen it through Aotearoa, the enthusiasm from all cultures here, and Pākehā as well, enjoying our Māori culture. And things like Rob Ruha went viral on TikTok. That's worldwide. So that's almost like free tourism ads for New Zealand. So I think they need to kind of have a look at how they're measuring outcomes and not be so linear, if that makes sense. You know, so every time we do well as Māori on these other platforms, if they've been like the funded music or anything like that, it's really highlighting the richness of coming here for other cultures as well, countries as well.
Well, that's the and I think you're right, but I think half the problem is that we've got people who who sit on these on these advisory boards or even on the funding boards, they think, I don't know if they clearly understand how captivating Māori content is to the rest of the world. You know, because it is unique, and this is and indigenous anyway. It's our music that we package differently. It's our culture that we package differently, and I use that word in inverted commas. Our sense of humour, our environmental knowledge, everything like that, and we do it in a different way. And I think sometimes the funders, they have that, they're stuck sometimes in a bit of a time warp and can't actually see that there are now different measures that are required, that must be used. Otherwise, we'll get just some tweaking, but we won't get the full benefit. That'll be the whole country won't get the full benefit of this, and this indigenous, full in your face, out to the world, you know, fronting to the world, that is Aotearoa.
Yes, and I know Tamapōtaka will be there tomorrow, so hopefully he will listen to the voices, because Māori are actually slaying it in these new digital arenas as like independent entities, as influencers, with the reo. Māori are doing amazingly. We're really leading a landscape, so I think you're right. They need to broaden their horizons and be creative about it, get the right people in there. Be treated very well, I guess, investigate it thoroughly and get the creators, the content creators themselves, to maybe educate them on what the possibilities are so that they can see the offshoot success that can happen for the country as a whole.
So why do you think that Māori are slaying it in this area? What is it actually about us that is capturing the attention overseas, but also capturing the attention of writers and content, designers here in New Zealand? Is it because that this is maybe the first time that we've ever been able to let fly and let rip and just go with what we think and know? Is that it?
I think so. I think that we're agile. I mean, look, nothing's taken us down, and I don't think anything will. And so there's just like this intrinsic agility within Māori to survive. And that's in the creative arts as well. And genetics, I don't know. But I do know that the corridor today was very positive. People are, one of the references was, within challenges, there's opportunity. So we're used to the inertia. We're survivalists. And to be creative, you know, you have to survive, you have to be creative. So I think that's a big portion of why we do well in all the various art forms that you've outlaid. But I think, yeah, definitely the last 3 years we've been able to let fly. We've had good funding. There's been a positive reaction from Aotearoa as a whole until recently. And we had the opportunity to be inclusive. So I think it's a lot of factors. But I was, yeah, I felt really heartened after the conference today about everyone's positivity moving forward.
And today, in on today's program, was there one or two of the speakers that really stood out for you and that you felt that this is something that, you know, I'm so pleased that I've heard today? Was there anything there that absolutely stood out for you?
They were all really amazing. Cliff Curtis was really good in that it just is the example, you know, you see the showreel and how he's a great example of traversing Hollywood and staying authentic to who he is as Maori. And now as a producer talking about how he walks into those situations with integrity, and he works a lot on Wairua when he goes into partnerships. So a lot of Maori concepts being used from a production company was Hollywood. That was really impressive. And then I guess a personal one for me was Mike Jonathan. He has his new movie, a feature, Ka Whawhai Tonu Mātou, coming out in July at Matariki. And on a personal note, he used a clip from the original, and then it blended into Te Muera Morrison and a modern take. And I felt very emotional about it because I'd used the original clip in a doco I made about 15 years ago. And then you see on the big screen, he's just made this into a feature. And I thought, this is so amazing. Like, we're really, it's really impressive, you know, the talent and the tenacity and the drive of our people is just, yeah, it's awe-inspiring.
And so was the conference put on by Whakaata Māori? Were they the main,
yes.
I suppose, yeah, well, good on them. Because
yeah.
they need to,
it's
they
very
need,
timely.
Mm, mm.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought that too. I thought, well, this could not have come at a better time because we really needed to consolidate. So, yeah, yeah, fantastic. I think Te Māngai Pāho was the main sponsor. And, yeah, as I said, there was the Aboriginal crew came across as well and other Indigenous cultures because they do look to us, which I think is a beautiful thing, and to see what we're doing. They're doing deals with Netflix. So there's another avenue. Mm-hmm. So people are going to these other platforms. The entertainment aspect seems a little bit easier to envision. The news portion is, yeah, a bit scarier, I would say. But I think still, having said that, from what I listen to, people are going to just carry on anyway.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, but as you say, couldn't have come at a better time because everybody is with the recent announcement about the changes, the either demise or the changes within our newsrooms, and also the impact on revenue of advertising. So that's making people stop and think and press the pause button. Te Pare, do you work for yourself? Have you got your own business?
I do. I contract, but at the moment I work for George FM as their Te Ao Māori consultant. But I went today on behalf of an organization, Te Pā, that I've set up a digital unit with, and they work with prisoners and the families of prisoners. And so I was approached to begin to try and, well, tell the stories, as opposed to the news turning up every now and again and telling some, you know, negative story, but to let the people themselves tell their own stories. So that's what we're doing. And I just felt really grateful today because I can see that's the way of the future, is people having their own voices as opposed to waiting around to be approached to appear in something. So, yeah, it was an honor. It was an honor and a privilege to go in there on their behalf because, as we know, that at the heart of a lot of our mamai is incarceration, and the abuse in state care and all those heavier topics that should be in the hands of those who've experienced it.
Yes, exactly. And so tomorrow you've got another full day?
Yes, we've got another full day tomorrow. I was just looking at my brain's a little bit fried, so I was trying to make out what was going on, but I just trust that today was so good. I'm just going to turn up and then listen and absorb and learn again.
Well, look, thank you so much, Tipari, for making time to speak with us this evening. And as you say, so relevant at this point in time.